Here, Adam eats a cider. The Taoist expression describes Adam as a tree in the field. The question is, what's the significance of the comparison between Adam and an eight? So Maran, a bunch of places, explains that Adam was created as an inverted tree. And as a tree has roots and has a trunk, and then subsequently has branches and fruit, so too Adam, Hashem created it, that person's head is his shorish, those are the roots of a person, the body is the trunk, and then the feet and the hands and the legs are the branches of a person. So there's two questions we can ask. Question number one is, what's the significance of the fact that Adam's compared to a tree? And then secondly, why is it that Adam is specifically created as an inverted tree? So the significance of the comparison between Adam and a tree, as Maral explains, is that the same way a tree gives us pears and produces fruit and grows, so too the purpose of Adam in this world is to produce pears and grow. In the same way that a tree is only able to grow if it's firmly rooted in the ground and shorashim are strong, the same thing is true when it comes to the growth of people. Maral explains that the reason why Adam is an inverted tree is that, unlike a tree which grows from the ground, Adam grows from Shemaim. That our roots are specifically in the Rosh because we're supposed to be connected to Shemaim. And as Maral explains in a bunch of other places, the significance of something being planted is that it's firmly rooted. So the only way for Adam to properly be able to prosper and grow is that when he is firmly rooted in Shemaim. And therefore, Adam's Shoresh is specifically a Seichel, because only when his Seichel, when his Das, is firmly rooted in Hashkafos of HaTorah, and Hashkafos of Hashem, is a person able to actually grow, reach his potential, and produce pears.